Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What's Your Dream? By Simon Squibb is a motivational guide that asks a deceptively simple question and then follows it to practical, life-changing conclusions. Built around Squibb's public conversations with everyday people about their ambitions, the book focuses on turning vague wishes into clear, doable dreams and creating momentum through action. Rather than treating passion as a mysterious spark you either have or do not, it frames purpose as something you uncover by experimenting, noticing what energizes you, and choosing work that aligns with your values. Readers can expect a blend of mindset coaching and grounded steps, clarifying what you want, dealing with fear and self-doubt, testing ideas quickly, and building supportive habits and relationships. The central promise is not instant success, but a richer life, where your work feels meaningful and your time is spent on what matters. It is written for people who feel stuck, underused, or ready to build something of their own. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning a vague wish into a defined dream, a major emphasis of the book is that most people do not lack ambition, they lack definition. The question, "What's your dream?" is used as a tool to move from general dissatisfaction to a specific target you can act on. The book encourages readers to describe their dream in concrete terms, including what the day-to-day would look like, who it helps, and what trade-offs it requires. That clarity matters because it becomes a filter for decisions and a source of motivation when progress feels slow. The approach also pushes readers to separate borrowed dreams from authentic ones. Many goals are inherited from family expectations, social media comparisons, or workplace norms, and they can create a sense of pressure without real fulfillment. By getting specific about what you want and why you want it, you create a personal definition of success that fits your life. The practical takeaway is to write down a clear statement of your dream, identify the first small step that makes it more real, and commit to progress over perfection. In this framing, the dream is not a distant fantasy, but a direction that guides your next actions. Secondly, finding passion through action and experimentation, the book argues that passion is often discovered, not found. Instead of waiting for a lightning bolt of certainty, it recommends starting small experiments that reveal what you enjoy and what you are good at. This shifts the focus from thinking to doing. Readers are encouraged to test ideas quickly, gather feedback, and learn by building something real, even if it is imperfect. That might mean creating a simple service, offering help to a few people, sharing work publicly, or volunteering skills in a way that creates new opportunities. The point is to generate evidence and momentum. Action also reduces the weight of fear because you stop treating the dream as a single high-stakes leap. Each experiment becomes a low-risk step that teaches you something useful. Over time, patterns emerge, the kinds of problems you like solving, the environments where you thrive, and the contributions that feel meaningful. This method can be especially helpful for people who feel stuck in jobs they do not love, because it provides a pathway to explore new directions without immediately quitting or betting everything at once. Passion becomes a result of engagement and growth. Thirdly, overcoming fear, excuses, and the need for permission. A recurring barrier to meaningful change is not lack of talent, but the internal story that says you are not ready. The book tackles common blockers such as fear of failure, fear of judgment, imposter feelings, and the habit of waiting for perfect timing. It encourages readers to notice the excuses that sound responsible but function as delays, like needing more training, more money, or more confidence before starting. Instead of trying to eliminate fear, the approach is to act alongside it, using small steps that make the discomfort manageable. Another theme is permission. Many people unconsciously wait for approval from a boss, a partner, or society before they pursue what they want. The book reframes this by emphasizing personal agency and ownership. You can choose to begin, to ask, to offer, and to learn in public. Practical progress comes from replacing vague plans with commitments you can keep, such as reaching out to one person, making one offer, or building one prototype. By shifting attention from imagined outcomes to controllable actions, readers can build confidence through repetition and reduce the power of self-doubt. Fourthly, building meaningful work and a life that feels rich. Beyond career advice, the book connects work choices to a broader definition of a richer life. Richness is treated as more than money. It includes autonomy, time, relationships, and the satisfaction of using your abilities in service of something you care about. This topic emphasizes aligning your daily efforts with your values so that progress is not only measured by income or status, but also by energy, purpose, and impact. The book encourages readers to examine what they want their work to provide: creativity, security, contribution, flexibility, or community. It also highlights that meaningful work can be built in stages. You can redesign parts of your current role, create side projects, or develop a portfolio of skills that opens new paths. The idea is to make intentional trade-offs rather than drifting into obligations that do not fit you. When work is aligned, it becomes easier to sustain effort and avoid burnout. readers are pushed to think about the life they are building through their routines, not just the goals they set. A richer life emerges from consistent choices that protect what matters and reduce regret. Lastly, creating momentum with habits, support, and real-world feedback, dreams become durable when they are supported by systems. The book highlights the importance of habits that keep you moving, especially when motivation fades. That can include scheduled time for your dream, simple weekly targets, and routines that make progress automatic. It also emphasizes the role of people. Encouragement, accountability, and collaboration can dramatically increase the odds that you follow through. The book points readers toward building a network by asking for help, offering value, and learning from others who are already taking action. Another key element is feedback from the real world. Instead of polishing an idea in isolation, you learn faster by sharing it, selling it, or delivering it to someone, then improving based on what happens. This reduces wasted effort and builds confidence because you see proof that your actions create results. Momentum is presented as a compounding force. Small, consistent actions create skills, contacts, opportunities, and clearer direction. The book encourages a mindset of iteration, where setbacks are treated as information. With habits, support, and feedback, the dream becomes a project you manage, not a hope you postpone. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck in a job they do not love, people with a long-held idea they have never acted on, and anyone who wants more purpose without waiting for perfect clarity. It is also useful for aspiring entrepreneurs and creatives who need encouragement to start small, test quickly, and learn in public. The benefit is practical as well as emotional. You are guided to define what you actually want, reduce the power of fear, and build momentum through experiments and habits. That combination can improve everyday life by increasing agency, confidence, and direction, even if you do not change careers immediately. Compared with similar motivational titles that rely heavily on abstract inspiration, this one stands out for its simple framing and action-oriented focus. The repeated use of the core question helps readers cut through noise and get to what matters, while the emphasis on small steps makes change feel achievable. If you want a book that pushes you to do something real, not just think about it, it is worth buying as a practical companion for building meaningful work and a richer life on your own terms. If you would like to support Simon Squibb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.